Business Matters is proudly sponsored by Print Supplies Frosses. Fed up waiting days for an engineer to service your printer or photocopier? Tired of running out of ink? Print Supplies keeps your office running smoothly with managed print solutions, local Donegal support and remote monitoring. Print Supplies helps save your business time and money.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Later on, I'll be hearing about how a young Inishowen woman's unique hand-crocheted bags are getting a lot of attention and how from small beginnings, she is carving out a niche market and has just launched a website. But first, designing a home or even a room, be it a bedroom, bathroom, kitchen room or living room, can be a challenge at the best of times. But if you have to bear in mind that someone using it has special needs or a disability or maybe they are elderly and frail, well, then there's obviously further considerations. And that's where interior designer Elaine Fitzgerald and occupational therapist Martha Hume come in. Their company, Era Collective, combines the work of interior designers and occupational therapists to offer accessible home redesign. Ladies, welcome along to Business Matters. I will start with the lady to my right, and that is Elaine Fitzgerald. Elaine, maybe you can just tell us in a nutshell what the business is all about and what you're offering.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us. So we are, obviously, as you said in the intro, we are an interior designer and occupational therapist. And we just felt like there was a huge gap in the market for accessible design in your own home, in businesses that's not clinical and that doesn't feel like you're in a nursing home. So we wanted to bring kind of design-led solutions to accessible design. And that's essentially what we do. There's a lot more to it, but in a nutshell.
Now, Martha, there's lots of terms that you might associate with this, including, and I know it's through council and websites, and housing adaptation. And I think it's something that certainly you don't like that term because it's not a one-size-fits-all, but there's almost a negative sort of connotation with it. So you're moving beyond this.
We had a big conversation when we set up the Era Collective, and one thing I was really strong on is I want to change the narrative. It's not a housing adaptation, it's a home redesign, because we redesign our homes throughout our life course. It's about the functional use of the house. You know, you need to make a home that works for you. And as you get older, or if something is to happen and, you know, your kind of abilities change, your house needs to be redesigned to match that. And that's a positive thing, you know, whereas I think the adaptation almost speaks to something that there's something wrong with the people living there and therefore you have to adapt, where it's like, we don't really see it that way. It's more like you're redesigning it to make it work for you. And as an OT, a big thing that broke my heart was seeing just the lack of style and the lack of design components, you know. Especially working here in Donegal, the amount of older women, you go into their homes and they've spent their life's work, you know, building these beautiful homes. And, you know, even the idea of putting a guardrail or putting in a ramp, you know, you can see their sense of self just sort of evaporate almost in this sort of, you know, kind of this kind of darkness can come in, you know. And we really want to change that and say, no, we can make it beautiful. We can make it stylish and we can make it look like your home still. It doesn't need to be this, as Elaine said, clinical hospital looking thing, you know.
So there's this almost this kind of blandness associated with it.
And lack of personality. And also a lot of people think about with regards older people, whereas a lot of our work is actually with young people, with young families, with young people maybe with disabilities, and people who are very fit and active and, you know, living their life, going to work. You know, it's really kind of looking at it a bit more, I suppose, holistically and saying it's a fact of life is that, you know, mobility may change as we get older. So, you know, it's not to shy away from it, but to embrace it and say, how do we make this just as much a fun part of life as maybe it was having kids or putting in the nursery, you know? So I think that's kind of where we're looking to go with it, yeah.
And Elaine, how did this all come about? How did the two of you meet and where did the idea sort of come from? Was it over a cuppa or what happened?
No, so we actually met at a local enterprise office meeting about grants, because we both have our own businesses separately. So Martha is the sensory coach and I am Era Interiors. But we kind of discovered then that we both had an obsession with sensory design. And then it started over a cuppa. So we went for coffees and we went for, you know, lunches and dinners. And everywhere that we went, we were constantly looking at, you know, how is this lighting affecting you? And how does this feel? Like, there was a time we went for pizza here in town and there was a light that was flickering right in my eyeline. I didn't say anything. Martha looked at me and she said, "We have to leave. We have to get out of here because your eye is twitching with that light." So it's just to have, like, for us, that's kind of where it came from, was that we go into these places and we spend money going for dinners and going for, you know, nice weekends away. And then you can have that effect kind of ruined almost by something as simple as a light bulb, a paint colour, you know, something that's just not sitting right. And it's such, that's the thing, is that there's such simple solutions, whether it's in your home or whether it's in your business. So that's, yeah, that's where we met.
Now, the business itself, so if I come to you and maybe I have a child with sensory needs, or there's an older person in the house who needs some extra items in the bathroom to help them do things, what's the process? We have a meeting and then you draw up a plan. Tell me what happens.
Yes, so it varies from individual to individual, but generally speaking, Martha and I will both go to your home. Martha will do a full occupational assessment, and then I will have a look around your house. We'll kind of see where the changes need to be made, what will work for you and your family, and we really try to get everybody who lives in the house involved in it. So it might be you that has a sensory need, but we'll also have, you know, your wife and whoever else lives in the house, so that we can make sure that everybody feels safe and seen in their homes. We find that a lot with our clients who have neurodivergent children, that, you know, a lot of time and effort has gone into making sure that they're comfortable and they've got everything that they need. But more often than not, you know, the mum doesn't have anywhere to go and relax, or dad doesn't have anywhere to go and tinker about with, you know, his DIY or whatever. So we try to make a space for everybody in the home. And then we'll come back with the plan, kind of in, you know, a certain amount of time. We'll give you everything from paint colours to ideas of, you know, adaptive kettles or whatever it is that you need. And it's such a fun experience because everybody gets involved in it. We bring, you know, we bring fabrics, we bring carpets, everything, just to see the textiles that people like and what's going to make such a huge difference. Mm. And again, like I said, it's such simple things. And I think as well, one thing that people worry about when they hear about, like, kind of bespoke adapted design, is that they think it's going to be really expensive. Like, we can have IKEA things that are adapted. Not everything has to cost a fortune, and also not everything has to be implemented now, you know. And there are always different options depending on budgets.
And I know you were in Milan not so long ago, getting back to this use of the word bland, and no doubt there's people who've maybe done some work in their house. They've gone to somewhere local, got something that might have been just in black or white or grey. But I know your eyes were opened that, you know, there are products out there that people here haven't even thought of.
No, yeah. And they're absolutely class. Yeah. They're so cool. And, you know, it's not something that, like you say, our eyes are trained to see, because we just don't look for them. But when I went, and this was the first time that I went to a trade show with this in mind, and the amount of stuff that I found was unbelievable. Now, I know Milan is absolutely huge, but there was so many different producers and suppliers from all over the world. So we've got some really cool suppliers from Brazil, from Italy. There's so many cool things. And then you can make it so that it fits in with the rest of the decor in your home, you know. So if you've got grab rails in your shower, it matches your kind of toilet roll holder, or, you know, it works well together. So just going to places like that is brilliant to find alternatives.
Now, Martha, you're from Dublin. Elaine is from Clare, business based here in Letterkenny. But this is a business that can branch out anywhere because you're online, you have your website. So your customers don't have to be local.
No, that's a really important thing for us is that, you know, we cover the island of Ireland. It's part of the reason we called it the Air Collective. You know, we currently are just the two of us and we will travel because it's important to us. But I think down the line, we would like to make it a collective, you know, with hubs around the country where, you know, it's local OTs, it's local interior designers, it's local tradespeople as well. So people don't have to be left waiting and, you know, people can get the kind of help they need when they need it.
And are there similar operations out there? Do you have direct competition?
At the minute, I haven't come across anything. I think there's maybe in the UK, there's an OT slash interior designer. But as such in Ireland, unfortunately, there isn't. And we would like, we're really open. We want this to kind of go as big as it can because there's a need. And if you look at the demographic of Ireland as well, we're getting older. You know, I don't need to tell any of your listeners who are looking through for OTs to do the housing adaptation grants. You know, there isn't enough to meet the demand currently, and that does need to change. But if we can do our part, you know, we'll do our part, you know, which trying to up the standard as such and change the narrative maybe around it a little bit as well.
And Elaine, although you're only going a relatively short period of time, the feedback so far has been very positive.
Yeah, the feedback's been amazing. We've been so lucky. We actually launched at a trade event in Dublin in March, and the response that we got was unbelievable. So it kind of fast forwarded it a lot, and we ended up doing, you know, we had a stand at the Ideal Homes show in April. We were literally only 6 weeks old at the time, but I think it's because we have the experience in our respective backgrounds. We have connections, we know what we're doing. So I think it's such a unique thing to offer. I think that it's just getting a lot of people are getting really interested in it just because it affects so many people. Everyone you talk to has a story.
Yeah. And Martha, when you're talking to people, you know, certainly this is not a case of one size fits all. You need to spend the time, look at the property, see all the things that you have to take into account.
It's a big thing for me. You know, when people look at accessible design, often they might see the kind of guidelines as such, but the guidelines aren't, you know, it's not a one size fits all. And as an OT, we're just really skilled in looking at that holistic picture. You know, you're looking at not just the environment, but the people that live within the environment. And you're looking at their cognitive needs, their sensory needs, their physical needs, their mental health needs, their spiritual needs in some cases. So, you know, that it's a very thorough assessment. But I suppose a big question we always ask, one of the first questions is, what does your home mean to you? You know, and that kind of captures the essence of the family or the person living there to say, well, what does it actually mean to you? You know, and then how do we get more meaning out of that? How do we get it so that you are able to engage with that in a meaningful way? You know, and it's not just a place you rest your head, you know, and that's a really important part of what we do.
Because no doubt some people have more functional homes than others. Some want the older style look. They want a more comfy one. So you have to adapt and tie it in as well.
Exactly. You know, it's funny, a big thing me and Elaine were looking at recently were riser recliners, which are specialised seating that support people to sort of stand up from the chair or to kind of sit back in the chair in a way that supports their posture. But me and Elaine were looking at ones in Italy. Like, you know, the products here, they're quite a similar design. And I suppose for some of our individuals, that's not going to cut it. You know, they might want a more modern looking one. They might want one that's, you know, has accessible adaptivity, like in the sense of smart features, electronic features. So our work is definitely cut out for us. But we're really happy to rise to the challenge because I think it's important, you know. I think a lot of Irish people can resonate with the seat, you know, everyone has the seat in the sitting room. And, you know, especially older, you know, grandparents, for example, you know, people often say when people pass on, it's that empty seat that really impacts them, you know. So I suppose I look as an OT as, well, if that seat isn't working for them, how do we keep the essence of that seat so that they still look at it and go, that's still my seat, you know, and that's kind of part of it.
And Elaine, I know you have a number of sort of packages available and you can tinker and amend them. And when you come back to people and maybe show them designs, it must also, I suppose, give you a great sense of fulfillment that you'll be bringing forward ideas that would never have crossed their minds previously.
Yeah, that's something that, like, that really affects me. I get such a sense of kind of pride from that because, like, I keep going back to it, but it's the most simple things, like smart lighting technology that, you know, can change somebody's life because they don't have, and that sounds dramatic, but it's not. It's like, if you cannot stand the sound of an alarm or something that's making that kind of noise at you, just to have lights that are changing colour to remind you to do something is incredible. And like electronic blinds, and it doesn't all have to be smart stuff, but like, just for example, electronic blinds that help neurodivergent children so much, because they bring up the blinds at a certain time in the morning, they put them down at a certain time at night, so it keeps them on their sleep schedule winter or summer. Circadian lighting, there's just so many things that you can implement that really can make such a huge impact on your life. And when we send, you know, the finished kind of package to our clients, touch wood, so far everybody has been blown away. Everybody just wants to move straight in, you know. So that gives you like such a sense of joy, really.
So aside from looking at houses and apartments, also, Martha, there's going to be plenty of potential business customers out there. It could be a hotel, it could be a spa, it could be a hostel, who knows? So that's another avenue for you.
Yeah, I mean, as passionate we are about what does your home mean to you, what does your life mean to you is also part of that. So, you know, how do we look at our services? Like, how do we look at our hotels, our spas, making them as inclusive as possible, but making them within their brand and making people, I suppose, who use them still feel like they have their dignity and they have their the kind of option to go to this five-star spa and use it, but also not in a way that, again, feels clinical. It's an area where, unfortunately, there isn't a huge amount. There's a lot of guidance and guidelines, but there aren't a huge amount of OTs working in that area. So we are looking at kind of business-to-business consultations and supporting businesses to kind of increase their accessible design components, but keeping it within their style or their brand or whatever way they'd like it to look, I suppose.
So Elaine, looks like you're going to be pretty busy for the weeks and hopefully months and years ahead.
Yeah, I hope so. Hope so. But like Martha says, we're hoping to make this a whole collective thing island-wide, because I don't know how far my little car can carry me up and down the country. But yeah, hopefully we will have hubs. But thank God we're super busy so far. So it's we're off to a good start.
And if people want to find out more about Era Collective, tell us, where do they go for the website and online presence?
Yes, so our website is eracollective.com. We're on Instagram as era.collective. You can email us.
We're info@eracollective.com, and Era is spelled E-Y-O-R-A.
Well, my thanks to Elaine Fitzgerald and Martha Hume for coming into studio. Coming up after the break, I'll be hearing from an Inishowen woman who makes crocheted handbags and who has just launched a new website.
Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies Frosses. Fed up waiting days for an engineer to service your printer or photocopier? Tired of running out of ink? Print Supplies keeps your office running smoothly with managed print solutions, local Donegal support and remote monitoring. With 21 years in business, Print Supplies helps save your business time and money. Email sales@printsupplies.ie to find out more.
Welcome back. Well, I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Amy McDade, founder and creator of Bold Blossom, based in Buncrana. And Amy, you make handmade crochet bags. It's started from small beginnings. You're getting some real traction now. You're getting a lot of good feedback. So let's just find out a little bit more about your business. I suppose if you go back even to your younger days and in school and things, you always had a bit of a creative flair, but, you know, maybe didn't know what direction you were going to go. So things have worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I am the person behind Bold Blossom. It's a handmade crocheted bag business based in Inishowen. My background is that I've been born and raised in Buncrana. I would say school wasn't my favourite place. I'm dyslexic, so I kind of found learning to be difficult, and I never really knew what I wanted to do after school. But one thing I did know is that I just absolutely loved making things. I'm from like a creative family. My dad could honestly build and fix anything. So I was always kind of out helping him. And then my mum worked as a seamstress in the local Clubman factory. So there was always buttons and sewing and fabrics lying about the house. We're kind of like an outdoor-y family as well. So I spent most of my childhood outdoors. My mum gave me the wee nickname Flower Pot because I was never indoors. I was always out picking flowers and making what I thought was magical potions, but was just really flowers and water mixed in an old pot. But looking back, I think that's kind of where I got my foundations for nature and anything kind of crafty.
Yeah. So after school, you went and, well, you decided to study art and design in Derry. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So after school, I decided to study art and design in Derry. I absolutely loved it. And that led me on to completing my degree in fashion and textiles. I was given a big opportunity there. I was chosen from my class to work alongside a great weaving designer. Her name's Leona Harkin. She's based in Mavelle. We were creating woven pieces for men's suits on these like huge traditional looms, and this just completely opened my eyes to craftsmanship and how old skills can still be used in modern fashion. She kind of also taught me the behind the scene kind of things of business, like business plans and how to develop a brand. So all these things were just absolutely fantastic. So I kind of just went on ahead and entered different fashion shows and competitions with my own handmade items. And yeah, that was kind of how it all kind of began.
So having completed college and at the back of your mind, you know, this there was always the idea to have your own business. COVID was a period of time that for many people made them think about what they were going to do. For a lot of people, it meant a chance to go online. So what was your experience in that respect?
Yeah, so COVID happened. And like most people, their jobs and different things like that slowed down. So I found myself kind of looking for something creative to do at home. And I picked up the crochet hook. I absolutely fell in love with it, and I started making pieces and taking them all around and is shown, trying to get like nice pictures for Instagram. I have to admit, social media is probably the hardest part for me. I'm much happier behind the scenes making the bags rather than put myself online, but I dragged my poor partner and my brother all over the place to take pictures of my bags on beaches and on fields, and tried to start posting as hard as I could on Instagram. Shortly after that, sadly, my mum took ill, so I spent a lot of the time in hospital, and I used to just bring my crochet and stuff with me. She would sit and watch me make my bags, and she always encouraged me to keep telling people about them and just to keep going. And she reminded me that this was what I was meant to do. So those kind of conversations really stuck with me. So I decided to focus on just one thing and do it really well. And that's how I chose handbags. And that's how Bold Blossom was kind of born.
You need to have an income. So you had other interests. You had to work as well and sort of marry together the two things. So how did you develop the business and sort of combine that with working as well?
Yeah, so as most people in the kind of creative industry have to kind of work alongside their full-time job, so that's kind of what I'd done. I would go to work, I would come home, I would do all my adulty jobs and things, and then in the evenings I would start kind of crocheting. I have to give a shout-out to the cafe, Swan's Perk. Absolutely amazing. They deal with me coming in, sitting up all night crocheting. So they have been an absolute dream.
And tell me, the actual material used, you use recycled cotton cord. Tell me about that.
Yes. So I spent months researching materials, because taking pictures of the outdoors and using the outdoors as my theme, I can't really be going and using really badly processed and made materials. So I found a fantastic cord. So every single bag is made from 100% recycled cotton yarn. This is created using reclaimed clothing and textile product waste. It's wound on a biodegradable paper spool, and the dye is without any harmful chemicals. So, yeah, I just felt like this was the best kind of way to go forward to make sure that my products are really good for the environment, especially if the beautiful landscapes of Inishowen is going to be my inspiration. So, yeah, every bag is handmade by me, stitch by stitch. There is no two that are exactly the same. One of the things that I kind of love about handmade work is that each piece is personal, and the cord itself is really, really cool. It's like a really big, chunky cord. It's a 9mm cord, so it makes like the pieces really unique, and it's kind of like a statement piece for your outfit.
So tell me, as you were making these bags, where did you get your first customers? How did you get the name known? And you sometimes you need a little bit of a break. And I know you were helped considerably when you got the opportunity to display some of your bags in the Walled City Crafters Centre in Derry.
Yeah, so once I kind of built up enough stock, I just started walking into every shop that I could possibly go into. And I asked if they would consider stocking my bags. So thankfully, the Walled City Crafters in Derry gave me my first opportunity. And then not long after that, Mags from Yellow Ribbon in Buncrana got in touch. And it just was finally a really amazing feeling to see people enjoying my stuff and also kind of believing in my stuff. So very recently, I then launched my website, which is really exciting because now people from all over Ireland can see my work. And looking ahead, I have so many ideas. I'd love to expand into matching accessories and bag charms and cute hair pieces so that people can have like a matching set. And if possible, I'm going to try and stock in another shop and just keep growing Bold Blossom into something really special, hopefully.
Now, I know you're still working in a local cafe. Hopefully, you may end up working full-time making the bags and indeed the accessories. And now that you have that website as well as the social media exposure, really, anybody anywhere in the world could be ordering from you.
Yeah, it's just really nice to feel that something that I have such a passion for and something that I really enjoy doing can maybe become something going forward. I'm hoping to research maybe more into different supports, and if anybody is out there that knows things about supporting local crafters, please definitely get in touch and give me a wee message on Instagram, or feel free to send me a message anywhere. And I would love to hear from you.
Now, tell me a little bit about the range that you currently have. One thing stands out is certainly the colour, some very striking colours I've been looking at. So there's plenty of choice for people.
Yeah, so I've tried to make it as fun as possible. I think a lot of people would see handmade crocheted items being like an older thing. But it's really not. It's really starting to come back into fashion. And I just wanted to make mine stand out as much as possible, be fun, be quirky, and so that your bag can be your statement piece of your outfit. But I also try and make it as practical as possible too. So there's like a button fastener on it, so your items inside will be safe. And yeah, if you have a little look online, you can see that the cord itself is just really cool. It's really chunky, it's really different, and it's also sustainable. So I think hopefully people will enjoy it.
And indeed, just looking at some of the photographs that you have online, some of the backdrops around Inishowen, I presume, and the colour there and the natural beauty in the background, it really makes them stand out. What's the feedback that you've had so far from happy customers who've bought your bags?
Yeah, loads of people just really enjoy seeing that I'm kind of taking the landscapes and different places around Ireland as my inspiration. Like, we honestly are gifted to live here, and I just really wanted to connect as much as possible the colours of the wildflowers and the colours of the backgrounds that we probably walk past every day and don't take it in, and put it as much as possible into my crocheted bags. I've gotten a lot of feedback from people, just one, enjoying all the images, and two, seeing a traditional older craft kind of come back into life for the younger generation and the older generation, so everybody can enjoy it.
I'm sure many of the people buying them will be doing so for personal use, but certainly as a gift idea, maybe birthdays, Christmas, there's lots of possibilities out there.
There really is. Like, it's very versatile. It can be a present. It could be for a birthday. I've also had messages recently about weddings. So I'm currently working on a beautiful piece for a bride. Because if you maybe even private message me, there's different things that I could do just personally for people. I'm currently working on even a beautiful wedding gift at the minute. So it's just nice seeing it be used in so many different ways.
And I see also on the bags, there's a little piece on them that says handmade in Donegal. And no doubt that gives you a sense of pride and achievement. And other people in Donegal will be glad to be promoting a purely natural product that's been made in this county.
Exactly. We are very talented people here. We have so many handmade, beautiful items in Donegal and in Ireland, and I'm just really proud to be able to be one of them people that are making things local and just trying to grow as much as possible in little, small Donegal.
And finally, Amy, just give us the details of your website or your Facebook page again if people want to find out more.
Yeah, so I am on Instagram at _boldblossom. I'm on Facebook at boldblossom. I'm also on TikTok at boldblossomdesigns. And my new website that I've literally just launched, I'm really excited about, is boldblossom.shop.
Now, one other question. Just the name Bold Blossom, where did that come from? Did you have a short list of names, or did it suddenly just spring to mind? Tell me, how did you arrive at that?
It was one of them things. It always kind of stuck in my head. One, the colours and the type of yarn that I was using, it is really big and bold. And then the blossom side is just from kind of upbringing and the nature side of things, and also me blossoming.
And that was Amy McDade of Bold Blossom in Bunkrana. That's it for another edition of Business Matters with me, Chris Ashmore. Thanks for tuning our way. Don't forget, you can hear this program again, and indeed all the previous programs, by going to the playback section on the Highland Radio website. This program also goes out as a podcast on Spotify, and links can be found on various social media platforms. May I wish you a healthy, happy, and profitable week ahead. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Business Matters is proudly sponsored by Principalize Frosses. Fed up waiting days for an engineer to service your printer or photocopier? Tired of running out of ink? Principalize keeps your office running smoothly with managed print solutions, local Donegal support, and remote monitoring. Principalize helps save your business time and money.